Blog Talk Radio.
It's a salute to Reverend Clay Evans, Dr. Ludella Evans Reed, and Fellowship Musical History. Let's go. Woo!
know that you're blessed. But you know, I was thinking the other day about this. We like to receive blessings, but we forget about who the blessings come from. We will receive gifts, get excited about the gifts, but forget to thank the giver. And you know, I'm blessed. You are blessed. We are blessed. But I like the way that David put it in the 103rd Psalm. The other day said, oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Then he repeats it. So oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all, I say all, all that within me, bless the Lord. He said, for he forgives us of our iniquities. I'm blessed. He heals my body. I'm blessed. Can I get a witness? Shake somebody's hand and say, I don't know about you, but the Lord been good to me. Yeah. But I heard David say, he renewed my strength like an eagle. When he blesses you, you feel like praising him. Is there anybody here? If you talk about he put food on your table, put clothes on your back, I'm blessed.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you stopped by the show today. Today we have an exciting topic to talk on, but before we do, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to come on the line for Blog Talk one more time. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the Word of God that you have given us, dear Heavenly Father, to speak on today, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise and we give you the honor in the blessed name of Jesus. We pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is, we were supposed to come on yesterday, putting it in, I put the wrong date, thinking yesterday was supposed to have been today, but the wrong, coming in wrong. But anyway, we are here today. Praise God, praise God. The title of our topic is today is Authority of the Believer to Decree a Thing. You know, thou shalt also decree things, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. You know, as a believer, you are empowered with all the rights and privilege from God you will ever have. All you need to know is how to appropriate them. Your authority is available to you for whatever you need. Consequently, you need never question or wonder how, when, and where your delegation authority will be. You know, and Jesus Christ is in control of your life. Well, today, the authority of the believer. We're talking about our key words is authority, delegate, and decree today. And to give you a brief thing, a synopsis on the words, I made sure I looked them up for you. For decree is an official order or decision as a government, something that is or seems to be foreordained. That's a decree. And for your delegate, I'm going to tell you what it says, too. Hallelujah. How you can delegate something to someone. And let me give you a more definite word on it. To a position of authority, as to act for others, to represent, to send or appoint as a representative, deputy, to entrust, that means authority, the power, to a person acting as one representative. So I thought I would bring you the word today and let you know what each word means. That way you would have a clear understanding on what I am saying today. And on authority, you know you have the power or right to give a command, enforce obedience, take action, or make final decision. Such power is delegated authorization, power of influence, resulting from knowledge and prestige. That's a little bit on authority. So today we're talking about authority of the believer. We have delegate in it, delegating the authority and having the authority of the believer and decreeing the thing. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, at this moment as a believer, you are empowered with all the rights and privileges from God you will ever have. You know, the devil does not have authority over you. The kingdom of this world do not have authority over you, but the bondage of this world does not have authority over you. Job 22 and 28 states, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall establish unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. You can declare with boldness, thy word, O Lord, has settled it. You know, the Lord wants to give you the ability to speak his miracle-working power into existence with more authority and success than you ever had. He wants you to follow the same procedure as the Apostle Paul did. He wants you to, you know, to give the ability to speak. He wants you to obey. He's already given it to you. But when are you going to start using that authority as a believer, having using that power as a believer? You know, when he first began walking in his authority and power, he was at the gate beautiful in Acts chapter 3. You can turn to that whenever you have time. He was with John during the hour of prayer when they came to a man who was lame since birth. Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give. I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You'll find that in Acts the 3rd chapter and the 6th verse. You know, the man went walking and leaping and praising God right after Peter said this. You know, however, did you ever notice how many words it took for Peter to release the miracle-working power of God? You know, Peter was growing in the knowledge of Christ's power and authority, just like we have today. The next time Peter came across a man by the name of Enexic of the Positive, Peter cut back on the words and just said, Jesus Christ, make thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. You know, sometimes we can talk so much and put so many words in a place when it only take one or two words. In the name of Jesus, be healed by God's stripe. You know, we want to take it off on another level sometimes so far that we done lost the people that we ministered to at that time. You know, so Peter realized that he had the power, the knowledge of the power of Christ's power and authority. That means he didn't have to do what he did that last time. He went all around the mulberry bush of the word. But here, to this man with the apostle, he just broke it down simpler in just a few words and just said, Jesus Christ, make thee whole. How many of you are doing that today? That you delegating and being an authority of the believer, delegating the authority of the believer. And over in Job 22 and 28, it says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. My. You know, authority began to grow on the inside of him. And the next time he prayed for a woman named Tabitha, who became sick, and died, he didn't even say any of the words from his first disclosure. He just spoke to her and said, tap, arise. And that's what God wants us to do. Once we know better, we do better. But when we come into the knowledge of God, we take authority. He gives us dominion. We have the power. We can delegate. We don't have to take 2 years and 3 years to do what God has given us the commission, the authority, the power to do. Then, hallelujah, and you also find that in Acts, the 9th chapter and the 40th verse. You see, you do not have to pray long, eloquent prayers to walk in authority. Some people think the only way they're going to have the authority and power, there have to be some long, drawn-out prayer. No, the Word of God says you don't have to pray long, eloquent prayers to walk in the authority. The truth is, nowhere in the Bible can you find where Jesus prayed for sick people. All he had to do was show up. And when he showed up on the scene, he said one or two words, be made whole, thou art healed. You have taken authority of the believer. You have delegated. You have decreed a thing. You know, thou shalt also decree things and shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy way as a believer. You know, you are empowered with all the rights and privilege from God you will ever have. All you need to know is how to appropriate. Then you take your authority is available to you for whatever you need. Consequently, you need never question or wonder how. We always come up with that in our class. You know the no, but what is the how? I'm glad you asked. You need never question or wonder how, when, and where your delegation authority is. Excuse me. It's in Jesus Christ. He is in control of your life. He give you the power. He give you the authority. He give you the dominion. So you as a believer have a power to decree a thing. Are you in the Word of God? Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, it's glorious to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, recognizing the fullness of who you are in the Lord and who the Lord is in you. Do you have a relationship with him? If you got a true relationship with God, you know who he is, and for sure he know who you are. You know, Jesus can show up in your situation as you practice awkwardness of his presence. You don't have to attend a church meeting to receive your miracle because you are the church. Wherever you are, the church is. You know, a lot of people look at the building and say, the church. No. We are the church. When we go into that building, into that sanctuary, we're the ones make up the church. Now, if there's something go wrong in that, it's us. It's not the building. The building ain't opened its mouth. It ain't said a word. It hadn't did nothing. It's we. That's the body of Christ. We are the church. You know, therefore, the next time you are sick in your body, you don't have to begin quoting numerous scriptures about it. Just take authority over it. That's what we've been practicing. That's what we've been taught. Take authority over it. Tell sickness, get out of my body. With the word, you can decree that thing. And it's got to stand. The Word of God said right here in his word. You can decree it. You can speak the word. You know, we have been practicing or going through these long prayers, these long this, this long there. And all God is telling us, speak the word. Take authority over that situation. Or are we going to let somebody else come in, run over us, take the authority, dominion, and the power, and leave us standing there holding the bag? And we could have been here, we could have been done what we were supposed to do, but did we actually take authority? Did we delegate the authorities of the believer? And for those coming on right now, one of my main scriptures is Job 22 and 28, and I'll read that one again. It says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. My. I also came from when God, Jesus first started begin walking in his authority and power. He was at the gate, Beautics, chapter 3. He was with John during an hour of prayer when they came to a man who was lame since birth. Here, you know, Peter was saying, Peter was saying, you know, a whole lot of stuff. But all he had to do was say, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. You'll find that in Acts 3 and 6. But a lot of time we want to go from here to next year, and all God is asking us is a simple thing and a simple question. I'm trying myself on a lot of things to answer a question or something asked to me as simply as possible without trying to put 500 words in what could have took 2 or 3 words and been done. I'm trying to get that myself. Sometimes I fall short because I know we all fall short on something in our life because we are not perfect. We are striving to be more like Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You know, you're not trying to drive it out yourself. You cannot do it in yourself. It is only as you learn to use the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, his delegation authority, as you learn how to allow his anointing to swallow up inside you, to swell. I say swallow, but I mean swell up on the inside of you and speak through you. You will be able to drive that sickness out. So anyone listening to me today, learn how to allow God's anointing to swell up inside of you and speak through you. You will be able to drive that sickness out of you. My. You have the authority. Take authority over that situation right now. You have the right. You are the living, moving, breathing up of the covenant of Jehovah God. Nothing can stand in your presence. Once you take authority, dominion, you have the power to be able to conquer that. So, no, don't worry about who's going to come, what's going to say. Mm-mm. If you trusting in God, you got a relationship with our Lord and Jesus Christ, you can do what thus saith the Lord. You know, we who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ should understand that in his name we have even mighty authority than that of the, I would say, policeman or fire department, whatever. You know, in Matthew 28 and 18, Jesus said, all power, authority, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The word of God say, turn it in your Bible. You don't have to believe. Just turn over to that page and you're going to read it for yourself. Matthew 28 and 18 say, Jesus said, not said it, Jesus said, all power, authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. I can't do nothing without the power and authority of Jesus. He's working on me daily, in and out, in my life, daily. You know, Jesus has given us this authority to us to follow. You know, I went over there to Brother Luke, for Luke 9, 1 and 2, and he said, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure disease. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. We are not using the power because we being lazy. It's got to be. Because God is saying here in his word, he already give us the power. He already give us the authority. We already got the, those that have the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. What are you waiting on? Don't you know how to take and lay hands on yourself? You can call for the elders of the church, but it's time for all of us to take authority over them situation. Use that power and authority that God has given us. And when I went to Mark 13 and 34, it tells me, for the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. My. Just think. Excuse me. Just think. Delegate the authority of a believer. Mm-hmm. You know, the same authority is available for you for wherever you need. Consequently, you need never question or wonder how, when, and where your delegating authority in Jesus Christ is in control of your life. And you can walk in even greater victory than you are today. You know, I'm just letting you know, we can walk in greater victory. God don't want us going from pillar to post like we do, like there is no hope, or we just mealy-mouthing or complaining and all that. No, God don't want that. He have given us the power and the authority. Get up. Pull up your bootstrap. Let's get on this on this Christian journey with God. We should be laying hands on the sick. People shall be healed and recovered. We should be casting out demons, devils, sending them back to the pits of hell. He said that in his word, that we would do greater works than he did. Where are we falling short, at men and women of God? Where are we falling short? We have the power. Have we given up on our own self? Have we let fear come in? It's time to stand up. And the word of God said, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and these signs shall follow them that believe. You got to believe, having the authority of the believer. In my name shall they cast out devils. He tells them, in his name, not our name, but in his name, we shall cast out devils. We shall speak with new tongues, and that we shall take up serpent, and if anything deadly, if we can drink it, but we have already covered it with the blood of Jesus, it shall not harm us. And they said they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You'll find that in Mark, the 16th chapter, 15 and 17 and 18 verses. You know, we as the believers, we need to take authority of what God have already given to us. Delegate. Decree a thing. You know, clearly Jesus has promised his authority to those who are his own. You know, the problem is that we do not believe it, and therefore we do not exercise it efficiently. So that's why there is no power in us, the church. There is no power in us. Because we're not decreeing, we're not taking the power, we're not taking this word serious. We got to take this word serious for what it is. It's too much going on in the world today that we haven't took authority over, took dominion over, had power over. It's time for us to stand up. You see what's going on in the world today? What's going on in each individual city, in your town? It's time we, as prayer warriors, need to be on the battlefield, that warriors for Christ. You know, many Christians refuse to believe that Christ's authority belongs to the church today. We are the church. Although there is no scripture that in any way hint that his authority would not be available to the church through all ages. You know, many are content to get, you know, when you think about it, oh, you know, I feel this and I feel that. You know, I read about the miracles. Okay, you read about the miracle that took place in other countries. Why can't they take place here in America? Why can't you perform those miracles? He gave you the power. Why are we sitting on the power and the authority that God have given us? It's time for all of us to get up and start using what God have given us. You know, it is with our authority as believers, we need to understand that the infinite power for government of heaven backs us up. That which Jesus himself is the one who have given us authority in his name. You know, sometimes, in fact, most of the time, there is going to be a stiff fight. Hell doesn't want to let go of his victim all that easily. That means we need to pursue, we need to press in, and insist on being obedient and obey. And, you know, from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violence take it by force. You find that in Matthew 11 and 12. You know, sometimes when you think about the believers in the process of obtaining desire answers, they'll go everywhere but to go to Jesus. But if you got a relationship with Jesus, you should be right there with your Heavenly Father. The Holy Spirit will be directing you and guiding you on every aspect that you need. This show I put on a week ago, but this show have helped me. It have come in handy today for me personally, on this show. Because when you think about taking authority of the believer and decreeing a thing, my. You know, just think about how powerful we are. But we're not using that power. We're not using that authority. It's time we get up off of our do nothing. Because if you don't ever get nothing done, ain't nothing going to be done. You've been sitting there on your do nothing. But you know, we got to move, you all. Here, you know, God goes where he has been assigned, not outside his judicial. We believe, we as believers must be doing what Jesus has said according to the Bible and his personal word to us as well. We cannot be out doing our own thing for our own pleasure. A clean, submitted heart is imperative. We have to have a clean heart. But to have that relationship with God, to have that power and authority and dominion, we got to be right ourselves. How can I help my brother that's in the ditch and I'm in the ditch with him? No. I got to come along and pick up my brother or my sister up out that ditch. I have to take authority and power over that situation. It's time for we as the church. Don't worry about the building. We are the church. We are going inside that building. But the building ain't harmed nobody. It ain't lied on nobody. It didn't sin on nobody. We are the church. We as in the building. We the ones that did all that. We taking all that corrupt in that building. But we want to put it on the church. We are the church. So that means we as the body of Christ, we got to get it right. We have went too long without time is winding up. It's not long as it has been. That means we need to be on our job. We need to be running for our life right now to the word of God. We need to be running to help our sisters and brothers in Christ like never before. Because we're living at a time that the word of God said that we were going to be in. Right now, you know, it's supposed to be cold in some places, snowing in some places, warm in some. You wouldn't even know the season. So it's time for us to take authority and power. Let the believer know that they can do it. You feel, you said, you take that scripture literally, where it said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. Well, get up and start doing all things through Christ which strengthen you. Start picking up that power and that authority you have already on the inside of you. And when it's on the inside of you, it's going to come out and show on the outside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we need to be in constant communication with our superior officer, which is Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. You know, we must be skillful in the use of our weapon. We like to throw that out about the weapon of our warfare are calm and mighty, pulling down strong. All right. Start thinking about the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, our faith, especially if we have to know the word of God and use it properly and appropriate the word. You know, we must understand what Jesus has given us and what he has not. If it's in the book, it's ours to you. It's in this Bible. From cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation. You know, if it's not clearly in the book, that means we on shaky ground. We need to research from Genesis to Revelation to make sure we're getting it right. Note the word. We're being taught every week, every day, the word of God. God wants us to get that word on the inside of us. No, we may not know everything when we ask something. No, we may not have the answer every time a question is asked. But what we can do is pick up this black cover, red or blue, whatever color outside of your Bible is, pick up that Bible and start saying, God, I'm going to search this word. You show me what I'm supposed to know. Help me. because I don't want to be ignorant. I want to know. And, you know, remember whose authority it is in which we operate. We have no authority to come against the power of darkness in our own strength, but we come against them in the name of Jesus. It is his authority, not ours. You know, attempting to execute authority for anything other than his plan, his will, his desire is presumptuous. You know, it will most certainly fail and may put us in grave danger as well. You know, if something is important to you, you will go after it, won't you? The things God had promised us in his word shall be vital, important to us, enough so that we are prepared to take hold for them at any cost until we obtain them. So today, the show was authority of the believer, delegated, decreeing a thing. I hope someone was able to get something out of this message. And if you have anything that you would like to let me know, if I went wrong or erred anywhere, please do send me an email or a text to blogtalk.com/joyandpeace. I would love to hear from you all. This has been the broadcast for today. And on closing, we will say a prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for everyone that tuned in to this broadcast, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that will help everyone that listening to it, dear Heavenly Father, that will restore their faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that they will pick up the torch on the power and authority that's on the inside of them, and they will start using it, because you said that we would do greater and better things than what you did, dear Heavenly Father. And we know you're no shorter than your word. So we thank you today. For this show, we thank you for the people that came on. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Hope to hear from you all next week for another exciting topic. Be blessed. Bye-bye.